This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Peter, you look very handsome.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
I want to go chase the squall.
Peter has nothing interesting to say.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ah, welcome to ENN on this luxurious and very special Tuesday evening in New York City. ENN is sponsored by the All-American Ford Auto Group. Shop the largest and best Ford group in the Northeast at allamericanford.net. All-American Ford has the largest selection and best prices with locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant, New Jersey. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
The English language is my playground.
And then I'd also, if it's all right with everybody, like to say good evening to Don.
He's no longer with us, but...
By the way, a good friend of ours, listener to the show, Jeffrey Goldstein, who also went to Maryland, like you, he said only the Morning family sits on the box during Shiva.
Thank you. That's why it was very unfamiliar to me. I've never sat on the box. I've chased the squall, but I haven't sat on the box. Let's talk, shall we, about the coaching carousel in the NFL. We now know what the Giants are doing. Joe Judge, which means I won the pool that we had. I had selected Joe Judge weeks ago as the Giants hire, and I'm right yet again.
Chris Canty had a great line on the show today.
What was that?
Judge overrule.
Oh, that
is good.
That's probably tomorrow's paper.
You think so?
That's probably the Post. And for the record, congratulations to the New York Post, because I was worried that, you know, they wanted to get Rule. Obviously, a lot of options there, but Judge presents a lot for them.
All rise.
Yeah,
number 99, you know.
I'm not one to judge, but probably a long headline.
Judge's
Chambers.
Right. Could we have two hugely successful individuals in New York with the same last name?
Oh, I don't know if it's ever happened before.
I mean, if it's Miller, Williams, it's possible. But, you know, Judge, that's a unique last name. And have two judges, like one's winning Super Bowls with the Giants, the other one winning World Series with the Yankees.
I got to tell you, you know, you make a good point, Don. It makes it feel pretty unlikely. Let's...
Not bloody likely.
So, Mike McCarthy will be in Dallas. And let's hear from Ed Werder on what McCarthy brings to the table that Jason Garrett does not.
When I asked a team source what the Cowboys needed their head coach to provide that was lacking under Garrett, the list included three critical items: fear, accountability, and discipline. McCarthy should provide some, if not all, of that. Plus, he offers great legitimacy and credibility.
Can I say one thing?
Sure, of course you can. It's your show.
How can a coach of the Cowboys instill fear in a team when the team knows the boss is Jerry Jones? They just go to the boss.
Wait a minute. Can we all get on the same page with what makes a good coach? Because all we keep hearing about is you got to have a great relationship with the players.
Right.
You got to be able to communicate with the players. Well, Mike McCarthy got hired because he can instill fear in the players. Well, what do owners looking for here?
Also, wouldn't you agree you can't have fear in Dallas Cowboy players because they just go to daddy?
That's true. Matt Rhule is going to be getting an astounding amount of money.
Call him the Golden Rule.
I think Kuechly is the only player making more money than him.
I'm here all week.
Pretty sure the name's Kuechly. Here's Mike Tannenbaum. Here's Mike Tannenbaum on Matt Rhule.
Baylor obviously wanted him. He had a $6 million buyout. He had a long-term deal there. He was going to get on a plane to interview with the New York Giants. He had a lot of leverage. His agent obviously did a very good job. And I agree with the characterization. You're getting a great program builder in Matt Rhule. What he did at Temple was incredible. Arguably, what he did at Baylor was historic. When you talk about, they had the number one defense in the Big 12 2 years ago. That program was almost on the verge of extinction. So he had a lot of leverage. He played it appropriately.
And Chris Canty on just how much Carolina was willing to do to get Matt Rhule, which the Giants were not willing to do.
That's a huge financial commitment, but we knew that in order to get the most qualified candidates, you were going to have to do your best to try to make it as attractive as a job as possible. Carolina understood that. They understood where they were at as a franchise. I think why the Giants got caught flat-footed a little bit with Matt Rhule is because they don't understand where they're at as a franchise. They don't understand how they're perceived in NFL circles. I think that they were still relying on the brand, the New York Giant way, and New York City being the major selling points for the organization to go along with Daniel Jones, your quarterback, going into year two. But I think the Giants, when they decided to keep Dave Gettleman as their general manager, they did themselves a disservice as they would go through the coaching search.
Ryan Clark, though, at least is one person who likes the Joe Judge hire.
Sometimes you need someone that understands how to organize, how to energize, how to delegate. And it seems that Joe Judge has learned under the best. When you're a special teams coach, you deal with every player on the team, unlike an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator. This is somebody who can have his pulse on a team and understand how things can work.
So, the Judge era begins for the New York Giants. I got to tell you, love Ryan Clark, former Redskin. I think he was just looking for a positive take. Everyone's got to have an opinion here. How can anyone, I'm not saying you have to crush this. I'm not saying you have to say it's terrible, but it's just hard for me with someone whose experience is so limited. The job of head football coach, more than basketball, more than baseball manager, more than hockey coach. There's not one job in pro sports with as massive a responsibility from a leadership and organization standpoint as a head football coach. Would you guys agree?
I think they have the most say over what happens.
I mean, baseball teams don't have another 10, 12 other coaches you're also managing. 53-man roster, 100 during the summer. There's so much that runs through a head coach. I'm not saying he can't be successful. I hope he is. But Don, this was a wild coaching offseason. You have these sort of seemingly surefire things in Mike McCarthy and Ron Rivera. And then you also have Matt Rhule, who may not be the best coach in the Big 12, getting $70 million. And then Joe Judge, who no one had heard of until this morning, taking over in New York.
I have contract details on Judge, getting $1.480 a year.
$1.480?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
$1.48.
$1.48. Well, then that's a good deal. You got to just go with it.
Also,
$1.480.
It's a phrase. Really, slow down, everybody. I don't understand. Now the buyout was $6 million.
Yeah, nobody can figure this out.
It was 10. It was 15. It was 17. It was $148 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, what is it? Matt Rhule is really something else. I wish I had a buyout.
And I'm pretty sure his name is actually pronounced Rhule.
Rhule.
Yes, Matt Rhule.
He's going to be coaching Luke
Kuechly. Right. He'll be doing a great job with Luke Kuechly. Luke Kuechly is a sad moment.
You know that Ray is going to be a big fan of Rhule.
You think so?
From North Carolina.
If he's still with us. Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out to
whom?
My buddy Skylar Aston.
What is a dumb name.
Why is it dumb? It's actually a pretty cool name.
Have you ever considered the fact that if I'm trying to do a shout out for someone, it's because I want to do something nice for them. Maybe they have friends and family who listen.
Or they're listening.
Or they're listening, and I say their name, and you just go, what a dumb name. It ruins anything I have to do afterwards.
All right, then don't do it. That's my intent. Stop it. This is not, you know, this is not Phil Rizzuto doing Yankee
games. What
are you doing?
He's got a new TV show launched tonight on NBC.
Skylar does. Well, is he in it?
Yes.
He's actually on camera.
She's starring in it.
What is it?
It's called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist.
He's not the star. The star is a young lady. Zoe's the star.
He's the male lead. I'm sorry. He's not the woman. No, he's the male lead on the show.
Well, then don't say he's the lead. He's not the lead. Zoe's the lead.
He's the male lead on the show. It's called Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. It's on at 10 p.m. on NBC tonight. He's a huge New York sports fan.
Is that his real name or is that some concocted, like, Hollywood name? Skylar Aston.
I'd rather not say.
Of course. It's made up.
How's it working out for him?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show.
Google him. See how it's working out for him.
I don't like the
name. On IMDb, he's the third name listed, Michael.
He's starting Pitch Perfect.
So that's not a star.
Actually, they're listing it pretty much after Jenna Marino, who's the star. They go in alphabetical order. So
you don't even know.
I don't know.
All right, look right here at the poster. Look at the poster right here on the on NBC's website. Here she is. Here he is.
It's a picture of him.
Bad picture of him. It's purple. Does he have purple hair?
You've already ruined this moment. I tried to do something nice for the guy. He's a good guy.
Extensive work.
What's his real name?
He's done some great stuff.
What's his real name?
I gotta tell you,
Joe Judge?
And I think you'd really appreciate some of the things that he has going on.
He was
in his life.
Pitch Perfect too.
Both.
He was in Glee.
Yeah, I mean, he's anything with singing, he's done it. He's one of the great singers of all time.
He was in House.
Yeah,
there was no singing in House. It was a limping doctor.
All right, well, moving right along.
It was Derek in an episode in 2012.
I look forward to Skyler texting
Wreck-It
me shortly.
Wreck-It Ralph is a voice in Wreck-It Ralph.
Is that really what made you the most excited?
Well, when you have kids,
I've never seen it. I'm just saying that you make it seem like he's just some yo-yo with a wacky
first
name.
First of all, I didn't say
this
that.
This guy's bigger than us.
I didn't say that.
Yes, that is a fact.
When Peter said the name Skyler Aston, I had an urge to throw up. That's
why?
All because it's a dumb name. It's a dumb
name. By the way, I got to tell you, I think the name Skyler Aston is tremendous.
Would you ever name your child Skyler?
I like the name Skyler.
Really?
But I think together, Skyler and Aston, I think sounds great together. Don, what do you think?
It's a terrific
name.
Is he
a child of Patty Duke? And
my dad said the same thing. So you want to know you're old? You're old. Because it's the same thing my dad said.
Well, I love your dad.
He's a tremendous guy. But he is 10 years older than you.
He's only 10 years old.
Shout out
to whom?
My buddy Skyler Aston.
What is a dumb name.
Now, I guess his last Aston's his middle name. He dropped his last name.
What's his last name?
Lipstein.
Well, let's go with Aston.
Bring Larry back. Let's have another conversation.
Michael almost feels threatened. I'm just saying.
I know. He's challenged by everyone.
That there might be somebody more popular and famous than you that Peter's friendly with.
I've got to tell you one thing. The promos for that show, I'm sorry I didn't set the DVR. Because that looks like, I mean, she suffers some sort of brain injury.
Right.
And then what people are thinking, she sees them as going through song.
Right.
I think it's a brilliant concept. I don't know how much legs it's going to have. I hope for Skyler. It's great.
NBC's giving it a big push.
Well, I hope it lasts 10 years so they can go into syndication, as Larry taught us.
Don't worry. His glee money and popularity, it's tremendous.
Good guy, though?
Great guy.
How do you know?
Rockland County.
I know him actually because he was a big fan of my podcast. And then we became friends. Like, now we hung out. We were in LA together last
week.
Larry does not listen to my wrestling podcast.
Yeah, but he listens to the show. Once he met you, there was a connection.
It was truly one of the great moments of my life. Marshawn Lynch, how weird was it? We didn't even talk about this.
No.
Wasn't it so weird to be watching a playoff game the other day and you just look at the screen and there's Marshawn Lynch in a Seahawks uniform? Did he even leave or is he just there?
That should have gotten more play than it did.
Agreed.
I mean, he hadn't played since October of last year.
How about how beast mode the touchdown was?
Exactly. It's like he never left. Now, he's not the same player that he was when he was originally in Seattle, but for a guy that hadn't played in well over a calendar year, just walking on and playing in the postseason, helping a team. Oh, they almost beat San Francisco in week 17. Could have had a bye if that touchdown counted. And he's in a playoff game. That should have gotten more play. If he was more likable, I think it would have.
And by the way, his touchdown was so beast mode. It was beautiful. He was running over people. I just thought it was so weird. Andrew, did you have that moment? I know you're into football moments. We're just like, is this so weird that it's like so much time has passed, but no time has passed.
It certainly looks right.
It just looks right.
Like, way more normal than when he was a Raider or anything like that.
Oh, here's the touchdown, by the way, Shona. Yes, it's so beast mode. It's so beast mode. Just baby beast mode, but still, it was tremendous.
It should have gotten more play. That is pretty cool.
Well, Pete Carroll says, speaking of more play, Don, great segue. Marshawn Lynch is going to be getting more play. He's going to play more this week, he said on 710 ESPN in Seattle. He's ready to. He's had enough time with us. He was backing up rookie Travis Homer in the first two games, but we'll be getting more of him this weekend against Green Bay. And so we talked about it yesterday. I'm sorry to upset Ballard, but that Green Bay matchup, they're the one team I don't want to match up with.
It's scary. I think the best team that won over the weekend's Minnesota.
But you trust Seattle so much more.
Seattle is just, really, you get a bye in a home game, and that's the team you got to beat. Like Seattle, this team that just seems to just know, it's just to be a pain in the neck in the postseason, right?
And how much history?
What a great quarterback.
How much postseason history is there between?
A lot.
There's the Al Harris interception, right?
Yeah.
We're going to take the ball. We're going to get to take the ball, and we're going to score.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Pack losing to them late. And then you have,
if you want to go regular season, just the touchdown on the Monday night game, remember, with the replacement officials in Seattle? Remember that?
Was that to Cobb?
I don't remember.
The fail Mary. The fail Mary was there's so much there.
It's a pretty good history, but the Hasselbeck, we'll take the ball and we're going to win.
It was literally,
and then you throw a pick six.
It was literally, you know what it was? I went around a couple weeks ago showing everyone one of my all-time favorite videos, which was an interview from about 1985. Don, I showed it to you, with a boxer who looks like he came out of Central Casting with a huge afro, and his name's Donnie Long. and they're interviewing him. And he's going, I mean, I can hit at least as hard as Tyson, if not harder. And then the next clip I show is him literally getting punched out of the ring by Mike Tyson. That's the Al Harris Hasselbeck moment. We're going to take the ball. We're going to score. Luka Doncic just keeps doing it. 21 points in the third quarter, his 11th triple-double. I was actually watching the end of this game last night. He's now second all-time in triple-doubles for the Mavericks. First is Jason Kidd. Who do you think's third?
For the Mavericks?
That's right. Number one is Jason Kidd. Number two is now Luka Doncic. Third, Andrew Gunling's the only guy who's going to get this right.
What's the question again?
Most triple-doubles in Maverick history.
Derek Harper.
I like that guess.
That's a great guess.
Incorrect.
Not right. All right, let me try again.
I'm only asking because I was watching last night and saw the graphic. Andrew?
What do you have, Andrew?
He's being thoughtful.
Well, it can't be Dirk because I feel like that'd be too obvious.
That's correct.
I don't know. Jim Jackson.
Nice guess.
Michael Finley.
Wouldn't have gotten it. Would have been here all night.
Andrew, I think you would have gotten it shortly, don't you think?
I don't know.
Did you just get to the point where you're just naming Mavericks, right?
So well, Finley was a nice player. The Joker, Nikola Jokic, 47 points, no turnovers last night for the Nugget star. 123-115 win over the Hawks, and a big one there. There are some players, both Jokic and Doncic, who just play the game in a different way than anyone I've ever seen before.
Did you hear what Jerry West said about Doncic?
No.
He said he's going to be way better than Dirk Nowitzki.
Way better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, real quick, are we going confirmed with
Doncic?
Doncic.
Doncic. Doncic.
Are we going Doncic? It's not Doncic?
It's not. Definitely not Chick.
Andrew, do you have confirmation? Are you going Doncic all the time?
That's typically what I say, yeah. Doncic.
Doncic.
They just play the Nets, and if Iron Eagle goes Doncic, I go Doncic.
Yeah, that's where you go. That's the standard.
Now, Michael, are you excited about the Knicks' chances against the Lakers?
No, not at all.
What do you think the line is for that game? I'm going to call it 14.5 for the Lakers.
I was going to say 11.5.
12.5.
12.5! You'd bet it, wouldn't you?
Would I bet it?
Yeah.
No.
You like the way the Knicks have been playing?
They played well. By the way, great hardwood pick by you last night. Great. And by the way, Don, you nailed two ice picks.
Yes.
You've been lying in the weeds, not making a pick for months. And then you come in with two and you hit them both.
Bang. I wanted to get my hardwood pick last night wrong because I need to get something wrong out of my system so I can go into this weekend.
I hope that it's a portent of things to come.
No, I hope I was getting it out. Zion Williamson is almost set for 5-on-5 workouts. Supposedly earlier today he was going to get after with the Pelicans in 5-on-5 drills. Here's Jalen Rose saying that the Pelicans better be careful with Zion.
You definitely got to ease this guy in slow. He's had injury history in high school, in college, in summer league. He's 19 years old and hasn't played his first NBA game yet. He's clear for 5-on-5 practice. They're not going to be a playoff team. So it would be great to send a jolt to the rest of the team to see if he can play alongside Alonzo, what's going to happen with Ingram? Give him 5 or 10 games maximum. But other than that, don't think Zion's going to be the savior for this year.
I'm nervous about Zion playing.
Why? Because they had to reteach him how to run?
Didn't really work for Jose Reyes, did it?
Like, remember that?
He did get the batting title after it, though, right?
Yeah. And then he got taken out of a game.
You guys ready for the XFL?
Yeah, I am.
It's just a month away, February 7th, and they announced some of the first of all, teams reported to training camp, all 8 teams, and the rule book is out. There are 24 rule changes to conventional football. Some of the changes include 3 options after scoring a touchdown. Curious for your thoughts on this.
Okay, 3 options.
A 1-point play from the 2-yard line.
All right.
Instead of a kick.
A 2-point play from the 3-yard line. And a 3-point play from the 10-yard line.
I like it.
So we're not kicking.
I guess there is no option to kick an extra point.
So why even call it football?
You can kick field goals.
Okay.
No extra points. It's also going to allow double forward passes behind the line of scrimmage.
Love that. Love it.
Are you serious or no?
I do like it.
Behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I like it.
It's interesting.
You should be doing play-by-play on these.
I know. I did not get the call.
What is the situation with the, what are they called again?
XFL.
No, the New York team.
The Guardians.
The Guardians. Where are their rights? Who are doing their games?
Well, you mean television or radio?
No, radio. Television, I guess it's going to be like the – it's going to be
it's ESPN and
you know, like the NFL.
It's getting national coverage for television. So they got in some pretty big names to do those. No yo-yos.
But no radio?
Like I had heard something about radio floating around.
I think they're going to do it on ham radio for the first game, see how it's received.
No, I don't want to make fun of it because there might be somebody that –
I would love
doing.
To do it. I would love to do the radio.
The Hitmen had it. The first XFL.
Who?
The New York, New Jersey Hitmen that were in the original XFL.
Peter Schwartz did that.
Schwartz did it.
Yeah, good man.
I would love to do it. That'd be fun.
But I would think they might have radio rights somewhere.
I bet they're here. Ask Tim McCarthy.
Well, I think we would have known.
No. That doesn't mean that maybe they're not. Maybe they're not doing it. Maybe the rights exist, but they haven't decided if they're airing it on radio.
Well, since ESPN is one of the rights holders for TV, maybe they put that in as ESPN Radio would also do it. Tim McCarthy knows everything.
We're a month away.
There's a shootout-style overtime.
If they asked you to do the play-by-play, you think you could do it, Don?
Yeah.
Could he do it?
I did a couple of check quarters over my tenure.
Well, can you imagine?
Hold on. Don does hockey. You know how easy football is relative to hockey?
I mean, it's a different skill set. A couple of jet quarters that he did. You talk about Usain Bolt. That's how fast Wisniewski was from the field to get back to the booth. He knew Don could Wally Pip him.
Well, Don's very good.
Is there any of my calls? Do you remember any? I don't know if they.
Let's not slow this.
They're archived. Exactly. See, yeah.
So overtime rules. There's a shootout style overtime. Each team will get.
How did Larry know that I always make fun of you?
He listens to the show or watches, I should say, from California.
You know, I'm not going to even bother anymore.
I want to continue this.
There's a shootout-style overtime. Each team will get five single-play possessions from the five-yard line. If still tied at that point, the rotating possessions will continue till there's a winner.
I don't like that. I mean, because when you...
The XFL will also use the college rule of receivers only needing 1 foot inbounds rather than two.
I wish college would just go to the two. I mean, all these guys are trying to get in the NFL. Why aren't the rules exactly the same?
Well, it's the same with not needing to be touched.
Also, the five-yard line, though, I don't like that, though, because the less room in the red zone, the more plays you're taking out of the playbook that can be run. There's not enough room to roam. Make it the 10-yard line. Make it the 20, but don't make it the 5.
That is a good point.
Then it becomes a running play or a run-pass option. But
Let's hear what Don sounded like doing football play-by-play, because I think Don and I together would be a tremendous team.
That's a good idea.
Line of scrimmage is the Jets' own 47-yard line. Edwards waiting for the snap. He's going to fake it, and he throws to his right. Wide open completion. It's going to go down to the 42, now to the 35, down the sideline, all the way to the 20-yard line. Marcus Williams with the reception. Bowles pulls one out of his hat, and the Jets have it first and 10 at the Jaguars' 20-yard line.
I'm surprised they brought Bob back. I love him. But I love Bob. Well, how do you bring him back?
There's one little problem with it. He didn't identify the person who received the ball for a while.
It's a fake punt. In my defense, it's a fake punt.
Did you have to look up the player?
Yeah, well,
I have
a scrambler.
Yeah, he was scrambling.
I have a spotter.
Who didn't do his job.
No, he did his job, Michael, but there's a fake punt.
Right.
The personnel's weird. Right.
So now that you're scrambling just to find who it is that caught the ball, and I looked down, he pointed, and I said who it was. But in his defense and in my defense, it's a fake punt.
Took too long. Otherwise, it was excellent.
I knew, but the worst part is that I knew you were going to say it.
Because that's what you thought.
Well,
I'm the only one who speaks the truth on the show. Skylar Astin, terrible name.
No, that's just a bad take. But I think that was a tremendous call.
Is it Skylar or is it spelled
Skylar? Correct.
L-A-R.
Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out
to whom?
My buddy Skylar Astin.
What is a dumb name.
It wouldn't even take a breath.
North Carolina is 8-6 this season, and after losing to Georgia Tech 86-83 on Sunday, Roy Williams went on his radio show and had some unpleasant.
That's the host.
Had some unpleasant things
to say.
It's called
Ray and Roy.
It's just called Ray Williams Live.
I hate to see you.
So on Roy Williams Live, he said, "We stunk, okay? We're not very good. The crazy thing about it is our team, and we've had some very gifted teams, this is not a very gifted team. It's just not." How do you get up from that? How do you say that about your team? These aren't professionals either. That's tough. He may lose them after that.
Or they might get angry and say, oh, yeah?
Oh, you know what? That's a good point. Maybe you think he'd be – he's probably a pretty smart guy. He's been doing this for
a while. Uncle Roy is pretty smart.
That is going to do it for ENN on this Tuesday. Apologies to Skyler's family and friends.
Are they listening?
I'm sure someone is. He's from here. There's always someone listening. We're the number one show in New York.
You know what?
We did an interview earlier with Larry David. You heard from Aaron Boone and Brian Cashman within 5 minutes.
They were huddled around the TV like a campfire.
Everyone's listening all the time.
Interesting. He's no longer with us, but...
I hope Ray Perkins isn't listening. 1-800-919-3776. We take it to 7 o'clock, and we've got a big, big day here on 98.7 because at 7 we'll have the Islanders and the Devils right here. 7:30, Avalanche and the Rangers on 10:50. Then the Thunder and the Nets, that's a 7:30. That's in Brooklyn. And then the Knicks and the Lakers right here on 98.7, that is a 10:30 start. So keep it right here. Kay LaGreca-Rosenberg and you on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
That's right, man.
Don't miss Michael, Don, and Peter weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York. Or look for us under Listen on the ESPN app.